time now to take five for your community, presented by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. And our guest on the phone with us, Teresa Nolly from the Lagodi Summerfest. Teresa, everything coming together for the big festival this weekend, right?
I believe so. We're got everything scheduled and we're ready to go.
The Lagodi Summerfest, three big days, kicks off this Thursday. And Teresa, it starts with crowning a new Summerfest queen. You got to have that Summerfest queen, right?
Yes, we do. And we have a lot of young ladies that are going to appear on stage and try to get that crown. So
be sure to come out and bring your lawn chairs. The Summerfest Queen Contest is on the main stage Thursday night. And then you've got some great entertainment that folks around here locally may recognize on Thursday, too.
Yes, we do. Our entertainment director, which is Van McAtee, he kind of searches for entertainment all year, and we really like to do local. And he says this group, which I haven't heard, but I'll be anxious to hear, is a very good local group that everyone will enjoy.
It's Barefoot Sundays. They'll take the stage from 8 to 10 p.m. They are a very good group. You're definitely going to enjoy them. So, again, bring your lawn chairs and come on out. That's after the Queen Contest. Now, all 3 days, you're going to have some great entertainment for the kids. You've got the rides back, right?
We have rides. They're not the same rides we had last year, but we've gone with a different group, and we know that they'll be the kids will really enjoy them. I think, you know, maybe it's time that they have something a little different, but there's plenty for the kids to do. I also want to mention that our armband price is $10 a night for the kids, so you just pay one time and they get to enjoy the rides all night long.
No summer festival, street festival would be complete without ice cream, and you're going to have ice cream all 3 days.
St. John's Lutheran Church, they do homemade cobblers and homemade ice cream all three nights. They have for many years, and they'll definitely be there to satisfy your needs for dessert this year.
And it's always good. For the adults, for those 21 and older, the beer garden will be open as well, right?
The beer garden's open, and that, again, we try to get the whole community involved, so all of our local clubs will be doing different things, but the VFW always sponsors the beer garden. I believe they have some live entertainment in there this year. As always, and that'll be a great time.
That's all and 3 days as well.
That's all 3 days. Yes, yes.
And then
they go. They're often open after our entertainment at 10. So again, that'll be a great place to sit and have a brew, I'll say.
Speaking of absolutely. Speaking of highlighting locals, you've got the talent show, which is Friday, and then the wrap-up on Saturday, highlighting some great local talent.
Yeah, there again, like I said, we try to get everybody involved. I don't actually know the lineup for that, but I know it's always entertaining. Sometimes it's kids, sometimes it's adults, but they like to come out and show off their talent, and it's a great place for them to do it.
The entertainment on Friday night, these guys were formerly known as the Fun Guns, they've changed their name now, a little change up in the lineup, but Breathing Room will be on the main stage Friday night.
Yeah, they're a local group of boys that are always very entertaining, and we like having them around, and people request that we bring them back every year, so they'll be just as entertaining as always.
That's Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Now, this group on Saturday night, I've heard these guys before, Studebaker. They really put on a good show. Very talented musicians and a great group.
Again, I've heard that as well. And I'm really looking forward to seeing them. We have a lot of local people who said, go get them. They're good. And, you know, it's just a matter of bringing your lawn chair out and enjoying some entertainment. So I hope the weather holds, and I hope everyone takes advantage of this.
Most definitely. Three big days again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All day on Saturday. Saturday morning starts with a 5K run walk, and then, a golf scramble. You've got the dodgeball tournament. How about these rib dinners? I'm hearing a lot about these rib dinners on Saturday.
Let me tell you. The local lodge that was down here on the highway, they always served ribs. Like, I believe it was the first Friday or Saturday of the month. They're great. I mean, they are absolutely great. And Jason and Pam Lockmiller have decided to do a fundraiser for the Humane Society. So you can come out and get a good old rib dinner, and all profits from that will go to the Humane Society.
That's a win-win all the way around there. There's also a big car show on Saturday as well. Route 50 Cruisers helping with that, right?
Yes, they put on a car show in the afternoon, and then I think it's a non-judge car show, and then they come, and they, most of those guys will take part in the parade after that. We get to see a lot of local people in their cars.
The parade is a nighttime parade at 7 o'clock, and that will be Saturday night too, right?
Yes, that's correct. And that goes right through the middle of our Summerfest activities. So there's always a big crowd for that. And then we have the talent show. We have that. We have talent show. And we have the Studebakers. And then we go right into the fireworks. It's really just a great evening to, like you said, bring your lawn chair. We don't provide seating. The only thing you got to bring is your lawn chair. And get out and get to see everybody.
It's three big days. You can follow them on Facebook to get the complete schedule. Just search for Lagodi Summerfest on Facebook. But get there right on the square, downtown Lagodi. The Summerfest this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Our guest, Teresa Nolly. Teresa, thanks for taking time to talk with us. I know you put a lot of work into this, you and the entire committee. And we look forward to a busy 3 days there in downtown Lagodi.
Yes. Hope the weather holds. It'll be a great time.
All right, Teresa. You have a great day. Thanks again.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Take five for your community of service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge.